You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into this Tuesday, January 19th edition of the Locked On Rockies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Ryan Latica, as always, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. Well, it's certainly been an eventful week or so, week and a half since since I talked to you last week on my May 2021 month preview, part of my 2021 season preview series that I started up last week. Today I will jump into the month of June, what the month of June looks like for the Colorado Rockies in 2021. And I'll also give you a quick little recap on the arbitration deadline that occurred last week. The Rockies had 11 players eligible for arbitration last week, and they were able to agree to contracts with all 11 of them. So no players. The Rockies are not going to be going to arbitration hearings with any of their players this year, which is certainly a good thing to hear. But first, something that I want to address right off the bat. It was reported last night that this was from Jeff Passan at ESPN. It was reported last night that the Mets general manager, Jared Porter, who was just hired, he had sexually harassed a female reporter a few years ago. He had sent her dozens of unanswered text messages before sending her explicit images. I don't want to get into too much of the details on this podcast, but I mean, obviously, you can go read the story for yourself on ESPN. But I do want to just address this up front, just so that you know there's nobody confused about how I feel about this. That is never okay. Not in sports, not in life, not anywhere. And it's a total shame that this keeps happening to female reporters and other women who are involved in the world of professional sports, as well as just in our society at large. I mean, this was reported to have happened in Washington, D.C. with the Washington football team under their owner, Dan. I believe he's their owner, Dan Snyder. But I mean, this is just, it's never okay. It was reported earlier this morning that Jared Porter was immediately fired by Steve Cohen, the Mets' new owner. So that's certainly good that they took swift action and didn't keep him around. I mean, there just should be zero tolerance for that kind of behavior. And I just wanted to make sure that right off the bat, everybody knows how I feel about that. That is never okay. I certainly believe women whenever they come forward with stories like these. I just think that is never okay. There should be zero tolerance for that. And I'm glad that the Mets took swift action and didn't keep Jared Porter employed, or around, you know, especially as they're trying to change the culture around the baseball team. So good for Steve Cohen. And it's certainly really sad that this keeps happening, that these stories keep coming out. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that I think that is not okay as well. I want to make sure that the stance on this podcast is very clear about situations like that. So without further ado, let's jump right into what I have planned for you today for this Tuesday edition of the Locked On Rockies podcast. Before I jump into the June 2021 preview, as I mentioned, I do want to tell you a little bit about what happened as it relates to the arbitration deadline last week. As I mentioned, the Rockies did have 11 players eligible for arbitration. And before I jump into this a little bit, just in case you don't know what salary arbitration is in Major League Baseball, this is from the MLB.com official definition. Players who have 3 or more years of Major League service but less than 6 years of Major League service become eligible for salary arbitration if they do not already have a contract for the next season. Players who have less than 3 but more than 2 years of service time can also become arbitration eligible if they meet certain criteria. These are known as Super 2 players. Players and clubs negotiate over salaries primarily based on comparable players who have signed contracts in recent seasons. A player's salary can indeed be reduced in arbitration, with 20% being the maximum amount by which a salary can be cut. If a club and player have not agreed on a salary by a deadline in mid-January, the player and club must exchange salary figures for the upcoming season. After the figures are exchanged, a hearing is scheduled in February. And then if they can't reach a settlement, then the case will be brought before a panel of arbiters, and then the panel will decide what the player will make. And so whenever these salary hearings, these arbitration hearings take place, it's really not a good thing, because essentially what is going on here is the team is, I mean, usually trying to say that the player doesn't deserve as much as the player is asking for, and then they have to kind of defend their case. So it kind of, you know, it's just not so, it's a messy system where the team essentially has to bag on the player in front of a panel so that they, you know, can not have to pay the player as much. But and we saw that with Tony Walters last year. Tony Walters and the Colorado Rockies went to arbitration over $500,000 last year, which was just insane that the Rockies didn't just want to pony up $500,000 to give, you know, extra to give to Tony Walters to give, you know, to give him what he was asking for. And that's really kind of, I believe, where, you know, where the relationship started to dissolve between Walters and the Rockies. Obviously, Walters was non-tendered by the Rockies. It was either November or December. I don't even remember when the non-tender deadline was. But John Gray, Kyle Freeland, Michael Givens, Antonio Sensatella, Daniel Bard, Ryan McMahon, Raimel Tapia, Carlos Estevez, Elias Diaz, Jairo Diaz, and Robert Stevenson, who they just acquired from the Cincinnati Reds for Jeff Hoffman, they were all eligible for arbitration. They all fit that definition as set out on MLB.com. And the Rockies were able to agree to contracts for, you know, with all 11 of those players, according to Thomas Harding's report on MLB.com. So that's certainly good. The Rockies don't have to go to any messy arbitration hearings with any of their players. They have all their, you know, all their contracts doled out for this upcoming season, and they can just get focused on the upcoming season. So that's certainly good. So that's about it for the arbitration. Again, you know, able to agree to contracts with all 11 of their eligible players. So now let's get into the June 2021 month of the, or I guess the June 2021 month for the Colorado Rockies coming up here in the upcoming season. So the Rockies will begin the month of June with a 6-game homestand. They will play 3 games against the Texas Rangers at Coors Field, and then 3 games against the Oakland A's. So from June 1st through the 3rd, against the Texas Rangers, and then from the 4th through the 6th, that'll wrap up the first week of June for the Rockies. And then they will have a day off on Monday, June the 7th. That'll be their 8th day off of the season before they begin a 6-game road trip, which, I mean, just at first glance, I mean, it doesn't seem like it'll be that hard, but I'll get into that a little bit later on this episode. But they will play 3 games against the Miami Marlins at Marlins Park from the 8th through the 10th. And then they will head to Cincinnati to play 3 against the Reds at Great American Ballpark from the 11th through the 13th. And then on that Monday, they will fly home to begin a 7-game homestand, 3 games against the San Diego Padres from the 14th through the 16th. That's a Monday through Wednesday. And then 4 games against the Milwaukee Brewers from the 17th through the 20th. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday series before having another day off on that Monday. So quite a few Monday days off for the Rockies early on in the 2021 season before they will begin a 5-game road trip on the 22nd. So 2 games between the Rockies and the Seattle Mariners at T-Mobile Park. They'll play if you haven't noticed already, this will be the second straight year that the Rockies will be matched up against the American League West for their interleague matchups this year. So 2 games at T-Mobile Park against the Seattle Mariners from the 22nd to the 23rd. And then they'll have another day off on that Thursday before flying to American Family Field, formerly Miller Park in Milwaukee, to play the Brewers again from the 25th through the 27th. And then they will fly home to begin a 7-game homestand to wrap up the month of June. 3 games against the Pittsburgh Pirates will finish off the month before they will continue that 7-game homestand in the month of July. So let's just wrap this all up here. 7 games against Milwaukee. That's the most games that they'll play against any opponent in the month of June. 3 games against the Cincinnati Reds, 3 against the Pittsburgh Pirates, And then three against the San Diego Padres again. And then moving on to the American League West, two against the Mariners, three against the Rangers, three against the Oakland A's, and then also three against the Miami Marlins. So 13 games against the NL Central, three against the National League West, three against the National League East, and then eight games against the American League West, with 3 days off in the month of June. So really, the NL Central and the American League West are the two huge divisions that take up most of the games for the Rockies in the month of June. And then again, just three against the NL West and three against the NL East, the Padres and the Miami Marlins. So now before I get into my kind of takeaways for the month of June, I do want to tell you a little bit about betonline.ag. So the NFL regular season has already finished up. The playoff picture is in full swing. We are headed into the conference championship weekend coming up here this weekend. The AFC and the NFC championship games are both coming up. So there is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Again, don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And I also want to tell you a little bit about the Built Bar as well. It's the best tasting protein bar available, and there are 18 amazing flavors out there, including caramel brownie, cherry barcia, apple almond crisp, and so much more, so you can be sure to find the best one for you. They even have a cookies and cream bar for you cookie lovers out there. I know I'm right there with you. It only has 130 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 5 grams of sugar. You'll also get a free cooler with any purchase while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your next order. Welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Locked On Rockies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. As always, I am your host, Ryan Latica, and we just finished recapping the arbitration deadline that happened last week for the Colorado Rockies, as well as the 2021 month of June. Took you through a little preview of all the games that are going to be scheduled for the Rockies in 2021 for the month of June. So now let's get into some of my takeaways here from the month of June. There are four kind of main teams that I want to highlight that the Rockies are playing in the month of June. But first, just some kind of general stuff here. Three more off days in the month of June, and the Rockies really have yet to have one of those kind of daunting 20 games and 21 days kind of stretches that we've seen in previous years. So that's certainly good. The Rockies, you know, don't have any super huge, you know, daunting stretches that they need to worry about like that. And then only three games against the National League West this month, three against the San Diego Padres. So that's why it's so important, in my eyes, to take care of business against division foes those first 2 months when the Rocks really have more control over those crucial division matchups, because it'll largely be out of their hands in the month of June. You know, obviously, in the month of April and May, you're playing a lot of games against the National League West. And so those games really have immediate consequences on the standings. The Rockies have a lot more control over, you know, how they can move up or move down if they don't do so well in those matchups in the standings those first 2 months. But, you know, in months like these, when they're only playing three games against the National League West, it'll be largely out of their hands what happens with those other teams. So that's why it's super important to take care of business early on in the month, so that if you kind of slip against these other teams who aren't in your division, who the Rockies still can struggle with, and I'll get into that a little bit later on here, but it won't be as huge of a deal for your standing or for your place in the standings. And so, as I mentioned earlier, the National League Central and the American League West foes make up most of the month of June for the Rockies. So starting out with the Texas Rangers, the Rockies started out the 2021 season against the Texas Rangers. You'll remember they lost to Lance Lynn on opening day. They were shut out 1-0 in 2020, but then they were able to win the next two games. And The Texas Rangers also made an appearance at Coors Field from August 14th through the 16th in 2020, and the Rockies ended up losing that series 2-1. Again, they lost to Lance Lynn. They faced Lance Lynn twice in the 2020 season. They lost to him both times, but the Rockies will benefit from not having to see Lance Lynn in 2020, as he was traded to the Chicago White Sox by the Texas Rangers, and the Rockies will not play the White Sox in the 2021 seasons. But the Rangers did go and they added David Dahl, of course, after the Rockies non-tendered David Dahl. They added Charlie Culberson, and they also signed Drew Butera to a minor league contract. So the Drew Butera era with the Colorado Rockies is officially over. But the Rangers also lost Lance Lynn, some other key guys, Derek Dietrich, Shin-Soo Choo, and Corey Kluber. Corey Kluber just recently signed a contract with the New York Yankees after that kind of showcase that he had put on after he had only appeared in that one game against the Rockies, as it turns out, with the Rangers in 2020 before needing to be shut down. So the Rangers, I mean, David Dahl is obviously a big addition for them. Hopefully, I mean, as a Rockies, you know, as a Rockies fan and as someone who has followed the team for a while, you hope that David Dahl can rebound with the Texas Rangers and really kind of prove that he can be a viable, you know, everyday starting major league outfielder. Charlie Culberson, we've seen him be an impact player with the Atlanta Braves over the last few years. Drew Butera, that's kind of a mess signing. But I mean, obviously losing guys like Lance Lynn, Derek Dietrich, Shin-Soo Choo, and Corey Kluber, those are a lot of impact guys that the Texas Rangers have lost. So, if you're looking at that series, with the Texas Rangers, from the eyes of the Rockies, you're kind of expecting to at least win that series, if not sweep. This is one of those series that the Rockies really need to win, if they want to have any prayer of contending in the 2021 season. You got to take care of the teams that you're expected to beat, and this is one of them in my eyes. So moving on to the Oakland A's, again, another American League West team. The Rockies also faced the A's in 2020. The first series was a two-game set at the Oakland Coliseum on the road in Oakland. The Rockies did win both games against the A's. They won them 8-3 and 5-1. In that first week of the 2020 season. And then the A's came to Coors Field later on in September, on the 15th and the 16th, and the Rockies split that game, or that series, excuse me, with the A's, winning the first game 3-1 and then losing the second game 3-1. But the Rockies have really kind of fared pretty well against Oakland since the 2018 season. They played 7 games against Oakland. They've won 6 of them. They've scored 27 runs. They've only allowed 12, so it's a plus 15 run differential. It's just one of those better teams out there that the Rockies just have been able to hold their own against and fare really well against. You're hoping that that'll continue in 2021. If it doesn't, I mean, you can at least take solace in the fact that the A's, you know, they're consistently a playoff team. They're usually pretty good. And so this is why it's kind of surprising, honestly, that the Rockies have really been able to do this well against the A's over the last 2 or 3 years or so. So then moving on to the NL Central, I want to highlight the Milwaukee Brewers. The Rockies play their entire season series against the Brewers in June. They went 5-2 against Milwaukee in the 2019 season. I'll kind of take you through how they fared over the last few years against the Brewers, because it is interesting. They played 7 games against Milwaukee each of the last 3 seasons, except for 2020, obviously, because they only played the NL West and the AL West in 2020. But in 2019, 5-2 against the Brewers, plus 13 run differential. Then in 2018, when the Brewers won the NL Central, the Rockies only won 2 of those 7 games against the Brewers, minus 9 run differential. So that means that the Rockies allowed 9 more runs than they scored against the Brewers. And then they went 4-3 against the Brewers in 2017 with a minus 4 run differential. So the Rockies, overall, they fare pretty well against the Brewers over the last few years or so. Obviously, in 2018, it wasn't as good. 2-5 in the regular season, and then they got swept in the NLDS by the Brew Crew, culminating in that game at Coors Field that really just slammed the door on the Rockies postseason in 2018. And the Brewers have made some moves this offseason, although they weren't really moves that would improve the team. They traded Corey Knebel to the Los Angeles Dodgers, so the Dodgers just get even better now. They also lost Ben Gamble to free agency, but they did sign Luis Perdomo, the longtime Padres pitcher who picked that fight with Nolan Arenado a couple years ago. But I mean, the Milwaukee Brewers are a team that has made the postseason the last 3 years, even including the 2020 season when they were two games under 500. So you can make of that what you will. Obviously, take that with a huge grain of salt. But they also made the postseason in 2019 with an 89-73 record. They were a wild card team. And then in 2018, they won 96 games, won the NL Central. And even going back further to 2017, they missed the playoffs by one game with an 86-76 record because the Rockies won 87 games in 2017 and made the playoffs as that second wild card team. But the Brewers have been pretty consistently good the last three full seasons that have been played. Obviously, again, in the 2020 season, two games under 500, but you can't really take that with a whole lot of seriousness just because it was only a 60-game season. And obviously in baseball, you know, you need more than 60 games to kind of determine how good a team really is. But the Brewers have really, you know, they've been a good team over the last few years. The Rockies have been able to fare pretty well against them. So that should be a pretty evenly matched season series in the 2021 season. And then I want to finish up this episode talking about the Miami Marlins. Now, the Marlins, obviously, in the NL East, they're the only NL East team that the Rockies will play in the month of June. But the Marlins, I wanted to bring this up because the series that the Rockies will have against the Marlins in June is on the road in Miami. And Miami is kind of like St. Louis in that it's just one of those places where the Rockies go to every year but can never win in. The Rockies went 5-2. I'll give you a little bit of history here. The Rockies went 5-2 against the Miami Marlins in 2019. Both of those losses were at Marlins Park. They went 2-2 at Marlins Park in 2019. Then going back to 2018, 2-4 against the Marlins, only 1-2 at Marlins Park. Then in 2017, 2-4 again against the Marlins, and they got swept in three games at Marlins Park. So if you're keeping score there, since 2017, just on the road against the Marlins, that's 10 games. They've only won three of them at Marlins Park. Now, granted, that's a little bit better than what I detailed that the Rockies have had at Busch Stadium against the St. Louis Cardinals on the road. The Rockies just simply can never win at Busch Stadium. Obviously 3-7 at Marlins Park isn't great. It's a little bit better than on the road against the Cardinals. But I mean, the Marlins have not been good in recent seasons. They did make the playoffs in the 2020 season with those expanded playoffs. And so we'll have to kind of see what the Marlins do in 2021. Obviously, hopefully we're hoping that we're going to have that full 162 game season. As I mentioned last week, I'm not exactly sure that's going to happen with the lack of COVID protocols and, how slow they're being able to roll the vaccines out as well. But we're hoping to see a full 162 game season in the 2021 campaign. It'll be interesting to see what the Marlins are able to do that this upcoming season and how the Rockies can perform in Miami. Hopefully we'll see them, perform a little bit better than they have in recent years. So that'll just about do it for this edition of the Locked On Rockies podcast. Before I let you go, I do want to tell you a little bit about Locked On Bets. 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. So again, that'll just about do it for this edition of Locked On Rockies. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Latica, L-A-D as in David, I-K-A. You can also get in touch with the show at Locked On, or at L-O Rockies, excuse me. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to tune in again later this week when I break down the month of July in 2021 for the Rockies. So yeah, if you ever have any questions or anything you want me to address on the podcast, Twitter is the best way to get in touch with me. Otherwise, I hope to see you again coming up here later on this week. Take care, everybody.